Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with another intercessory prayer weekend message. It's already April. And we're going to give God the praise. Let's say a word of prayer. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. And we come thanking you for another day. We thank you for the wake up on today. We just thank you, Jesus Christ, for what you have done through the course of the day and what you're going to do to the end of the day. We thank you. We just thank you, Father, for it all. We ask you, Father, to forgive us of our sins, the one we know about, don't know about, intended, Father, all that you know. We thank you. We thank you for it all, Jesus Christ. We are grateful and we are thankful. Father, we ask, Father, that you continue to touch those that don't know you, need you in their lives, and that they come to you. Father, we know that time is at hand, and we thank you. We thank you for it all, that we are grateful. Father, we just ask you, Father, walk in nursing homes, hospitals, Father, give those a touch who need you. Jesus Christ, we say thank you. So we thank you for being on the network because you are the network. So we thank you for it. So Jesus, we say we thank you for it all. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hopefully everyone is having a good evening on today, the intercessory prayer weekend message for this first Saturday in April 2024. Let me start. First of all, in the title of this message, let me say, before I get to it, you know, there are times in our lives that we go through changes, and that the changes that we go through, sometimes what we need to do in the changes that we need make is we need to resist. And so the title of this message for this intercessory prayer weekend message is resist. I'm going to take from James 4:7 reads thus wise. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Pretty common scripture that many know. Now there are times in our lives that we need to take a step back. And there are times in our lives where we need to take a look at the situation before we jump off to it. Now, we oftentimes get into a temptating mode. And look, not to say that that's something that someone wants to happen, but it does. And in that temptating moment, what comes along with it is that Let me go ahead and finish it up. Let me go ahead and do it. What else is left? I just need to get this done. Let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish. I just don't want to do this anymore. We go through those changes. Whereas what we need be doing is we need be resisting. And when needing be resisting, we need to take it to the Lord in prayer. As we are informed, told that we need to take it to Him and cease without. And we need to always pray. And so, you know, we need to pray. We need to pray. And I said that ceasing without. That ceasing part without going through the temptation. But we need to pray without ceasing. And so when we get in these modes and needing to resist, a lot of times, you know, and you know what a lot of times we do, we go ahead and do. And then what happens is that there's a mess, right? There's a mess at hand. Oh, yeah, there's a mess. And that's just like, I don't want to use this one, but I am. Just so far, you know, marriage. And it's like marriage, you know, you're waiting on the Lord to give you the message to send. And what we need to do is resist because, you know, things happen, whereas what happens, we get tempted. We get tempted, and then what we want to do, we want to satisfy the flesh. Come on, I know somebody knows what I'm talking about. And so what happens is we get in trouble when we really need resist. We really need resist, and we need to adhere to the voice of the Lord. Just like we are told in, you know, in James 4:7, told to submit yourself, therefore, to God, submitting to Him, listening to His voice. Listening to His voice and not the voice of another. And sometimes we do it because sometimes we get so frustrated in the situation and what we do too as well as we have this issue of waiting. And so when we don't wait, what happens? We get a mess. So with that, what need be done is resisting. And so, you know, we need to be doers and not just hearers only, but, you know, adhering to what God is telling us to do. So, you know, everything needs to be in sync. It needs to be in consistent mode. And so with resisting, there are things that we need to resist. And we need to resist things that are tough for us and things that we know that we need to, because that's just like with eating, or sometimes we need to resist the things that we eat. And sometimes, you know, we need to resist even sometimes spending money because we spend too much. So, you know, with this area of resisting, there are things in it. There are categories in it, things that we need to do that we need to resist. And we need to submit those things unto the Lord. So, you know, as we are told to, okay, resist the devil, because we know that the devil just loves to get us in trouble. But you know, a lot of times we get in our flesh and we give it to him. And so we need to resist. And if we resist, as the scriptures tell us, and the scriptures is true, he will flee from us. So with this resisting and listening and hearing to the voice of God and listening to what he says to us, then you know what? If we listen, we go in sync, and we're consistent about it, he will help us. So sometimes even with resisting, there's just one thing we need to do, a hard thing to do, but need to do and need to say. Just sometimes need to say nothing. And there's other words and saying, sometimes we just need to close our mouth. So we need to do it. But you know, sometimes even that is hard to do. But you know what? Here, being said in Luke 6:45, reads thus wise: a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. So you know, when something's good in your heart, and it's a good thing, you've spoken to the Lord about it, you have His approval on it, and all, then it's a good thing, and it can go forward. And then you have an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringing forth what which is evil. So, okay, there we go. You know, that's why we got to resist, because you know, those things that are evil tries to come forward. They try to overtake the good. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Well, you know, like I said, you know, sometimes, you know, it's why we just have to say nothing. And so we need to just resist and not to give in to these temptations. Oh yeah, somebody might be saying, well, you know, it's hard. I can't do it. I can't anymore. I've been doing this too long, and I just, the waiting is just too hard. But you know what? We need to be waiting. We need to be waiting on the Lord, waiting on Him, and waiting that He will strengthen our heart as we wait. And as He tell us to wait, He say on Him. And if we wait on Him, we can avoid chaos. I'll put it that way. We can avoid the chaos. So with this, I want to say the good part, the good abundance that comes from us, that we can go forward and move along in the areas of our lives that we need the Lord. But we oftentimes have to resist. Now, sometimes what happens with resisting is that there is an apprehension in it, because there's just sometimes that there is a discomfort in it, and maybe even a feeling of weakness. And because somebody may see, well, you say to you, well, you know, you seem to be weak in this area, and where you need be resisting. And somebody who say, you know, it's looking weak to you, you don't want to look vulnerable. You don't want to look like, you know, that there's something wrong with you. But in essence, you know, we need to resist. And when we're resisting and we're talking to the Lord, He will help us. He will help us in these areas. Believe it, that even in the area of resisting, sometimes it's just a person is just feeling like it's just too hard for them to do. And so that's where so much of the problems come, when resisting is not done. Well, you know, God gives us, He gives us direction in these areas. And so let's take a look. Psalms 37:24 reads thus wise: though the fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. That's what happens. You know, you fall, but you don't have to stay there, and you can get up, and the Lord will help you, as it reads, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands, and he will help. He will help. He will help to come up. He will help with the resisting part. He will speak to the mind. He will speak to the heart. He will speak to the soul. Also, 2 Corinthians 12:9 reads thus wise: and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Oh, the grace. And oh, we need to thank God for the mercy and the grace that he gives to us. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. And when you're weak, he'll help you. He'll help you to get strong. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. That, you know, that's them things that hinders us in our lives, those things, those hurts, you know, those things in our lives, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So in this, the grace, God gives the grace, he gives that measure of that grace that he sees fit. And if we take it to him and we turn it over to him, he will help us and get us to where we need to be. So in this area, in this area of resisting, which is such a hard, yeah, believe it, it's a hard job for many. It's a hard task for many to do. But in this area, as we take it to God, as we submit it to Him and give it to Him, He is with us. And we have to believe that, because if He's with us and he helps us get through these entanglements that we get into, well, you know, we listen, we can resist the devil, and then the enemy can't come against us, because we are setting it before the Lord. We are giving it unto Him. Well, you know, definitely there is a benefit. There's a benefit in that resisting. Well, you'll save yourself some time. You save yourself a headache, and you can save your life as well. So taking heed and listening. So I hope on today, this message, I hope that it helps you. I hope that it helps you to resist. I hope that it helps you to resist. I'm just turning it, submitting it over to the Lord, because He is with us. And I say to you on tonight, you have a blessed, peaceful, safe remaining of the day and the weekend. And this is the Intercessory Prayer Weekend message on today, the first Saturday in April 2024. Blessings.
Today, oh, the best day of my life.